If you're looking to hear some great music in Mexico City, you might want to skip the large venues and head to a small apartment on a residential block on a Monday night. Here's Maya Croth with the story.
It's a Monday night on a dark street in Mexico City's Narvarte neighborhood. I get buzzed into a building and feel my way down a pitch-black alleyway toward an apartment in the back. Dozens of people spill out of the living room and onto the patio, straining to hear. A bolero duo called Daniel Me Estás Matando is set up in one corner of the room, and the rest of the house is taken up with people. Sitting on couches, on the floor, on the stairs, backed into the kitchen. Some are even watching from the bathroom. It doesn't look like much, but this is actually one of Mexico City's most exciting music venues. It's called El Depa de los Plebes, the plebes apartment.
Where I come from, plebes is like the friends or the people.
That's David Aguilar, a big deal on the Mexican singer-songwriter scene. And it's his furniture that everybody's sitting on. Every Monday night, he hosts concerts by Latin American artists that he meets on the road. People like Grammy winner Juan Pablo Vega, who usually play for thousands of people. Here, they play for however many can squeeze into David's place. 30, 40, maybe 50 insiders lucky enough to know the address. So far, no complaints from the neighbors.
This place is some kind of urban legend, you know, between musicians and singer-songwriters.
Marco Mares is also on the bill tonight. It's his first time playing at El Depa after some musician friends told him about it last year.
It's kind of a secret. It is kind of a secret because even when there's a flyer to announce the artists that are playing, there's no address and there's a phone number. I've heard that if you call to the phone number, nobody will answer.
He says it's an honor to play at David's place, which attracts indie musicians, producers, and the occasional record label scout. But Aguilar says the night is less about industry schmoozing and more about celebrating the simple alchemy of melody and lyrics.
It's very underground, and these kind of artists, they are just trying to make songs without thinking in any specific market. So you can feel that freedom air in the lyrics, in the musical forms.
Equipment is minimal. There's no light show or dance routine. Just a microphone and free-flowing mezcal. For singer Daniel Cepeda, that's what makes playing at El Depa de los Plebes so special.
Y más que ir a ver un show, una producción, un Las Vegas, Broadway, blah, blah, blah.
It's not a big show like Las Vegas or Broadway, blah, blah, blah. Here people come to be quiet and hear songs, beautiful, moving, empathetic songs. It's so intimate.
Aguilar founded El Depa de los Plebes almost by accident 2 years ago when a friend asked if she could do a show in his living room. He kept it going even as his own career took off, his way of giving back.
A lot of people helped me when I was starting to sing. People who lend me their house so I can spend the night in there, or people who gave me a ride to an airport, people who opened their own house so I can perform. A lot of things that people did for me, you know.
The artists get to keep 100% of the ticket sales. For Marco Mares,
it's a place where you can come and sing your songs, whatever genre they are, whoever you are, even if you are no one or if you have already a career or established career. This kind of spaces are really giving opportunities to emerging singer-songwriters.
Tomorrow, they might perform for the masses, but tonight, they play for the plebes. For the world, Maya Croth, Mexico City.
se siente que me gustes.